Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can, of course, find me on @DavidDondi on most social media channels. That's DavidDondi and the podcast @fmr.co.za. I promised to tell you about my personal tech setup. In the last few weeks, I've gone into it in quite a bit of depth. Now, I have been choosing portability over power and size, and I've explained previously why I've chosen the baby MacBook, the Air. Now, that means when I really do some deep work, I need second screens. And as I've explained before, I've chosen very big screens. And when you go over 30-inch screens, there's really no point in using the little 11-inch Mac screen. So my computer sits off to one side, sometimes with the calendar or something similar visible on it, but that's about it, not something I'd be using all the time. So the keyboard on my Mac goes neglected except when I'm on the road. And that means that I have an opportunity to use a more comfortable keyboard a little bit closer to me with my screen set further back, and that gets you into the world of choice. Now, one of the things that I definitely want in an aftermarket keyboard is a numeric keypad. And the last Mac to have one built in was the original 16. So you end up going to either the Apple aftermarket keyboard or any Bluetooth aftermarket keyboard. They'll all work, and incidentally, they'll work with your iPads too, or your telephone. You can connect them. Not many people realize that. But the main reason to choose a aftermarket keyboard is the feel. You do get a much more customizable feel. Some people like the feel of mechanical keys, which sort of very clicky, like the first keyboards any of us used. Or I find I actually like the light touch of most Mac keyboards, and the keyboard that I've chosen is in fact a Logitech keyboard, and it's a Logitech 780. And what I like about this is it has the numeric keyboard, it has great feel, it has a little gutter at the top of it that I can drop my iPad into if I want to use it with the iPad. And talking about using it with the iPad, if you're not going to use Mac's sidecar feature where you can use your keyboard and mouse with the Mac to sort of push over the edge of the screen into your iPad screen, and if anyone wants to know more about that, just drop me a line. But if you don't want to do that, you can use these three hotkeys on the keyboard and flip between three different Bluetooth devices just at the touch of a button. And really, very few others do that. Some have switches, some require you to disconnect and reconnect. But I really have to say this is the best of all keyboards that I've used. The downside of using an external keyboard, besides the cost obviously and the space they take up, is that you'll need a separate mouse trackpad or trackball. There are a couple of keyboards that have trackpads in them. Logitech has one and various other companies do, but they're so tiny that I find them utterly useless. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and the podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. FMR.